Hello and welcome to another Image Post edition of the Carts Looney podcast, wherein Beth Adams and me, Dave Bonna, natter on about, in this case, a photograph that we published today called Roadside by Steve Wing.
This is a humorous image. Actually, where all the images that Steve sent us this time had a amusing component, Dave. And this one is it shows we're up on a cliff in a very arid, deserty place, broken rocks and no vegetation whatsoever. And we're looking over the edge of this cliff. You can see a road down in the valley quite a long ways away. And from where we are, it's as if we've walked up to the edge of this cliff. And down by a little crevasse at our feet, there's a rock propped up. And on it, somebody has painted a fake rock art character. Looks kind of like he has rabbit ears. I don't know if this is an identifiable character. But anyway, he's white, in white paint. And he's holding up a stop sign, red with white English letters that say stop on it. So it's amusing just on the surface of things, but we could maybe go a little further with this. What do you think of it, Dave?
Right. Well, I'd be careful about saying it's a fake rock art image. It is a real piece of rock art. It's just,
it's true.
We presume a very modern one based on ancient prototypes. I was looking at a book of rock art in New Mexico and saw a number of images similar to this. They refer to this generally as a horned anthropomorphic figure, but it could be anywhere from Anasazi age. I mean, the prototype for this figure could be anywhere from the Anasazi period up to a modern Kachina-type figure. And in a more modern context, Kachina, of course, is a basically a spiritual emanation or essence of a real being, be it an animal, a plant, a place like a lake or a mountain or whatever. And the Kachina religion has been strong for at least the past 700 years in the American Southwest. And figures of this type, painted in rocks, could have any number of meanings, but they were often guardian figures, so it's not at all out of the realm of possibility that some of the ancient petroglyphs of this type, the meaning actually was, stop, don't go beyond this point.
Mm-hmm. And
that reinforces the humor of this image where he's holding an actual English language stop sign.
Right. And I suppose the old images, the ancient images, could have said, stop, this is dangerous beyond here, but a lot of the time wasn't keep out, this is a sacred place where only the initiated may come.
Yes, or be careful beyond this point.
Yeah.
Indeed, some of the petroglyphs apparently said things like bad trail conditions ahead, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that might be what we're looking at here. In fact, it might be that there's a trail along the rim and people have been tempted to walk out on what appears to be a projection, step across the crevasse, out onto this projection, and some good Samaritan type took it upon themselves to paint a sign suggesting that might not be a very bright idea.
Yeah. But I also sort of found myself going off into this landscape. This is the kind of desert landscape where you think of people leaving the road and the road of life and going off in hopes of some sort of, you know, receiving a sign, receiving words of power from some higher being or some other state of consciousness. And there, you know, in throughout human history, people have gone to the desert for that purpose. And so it's amusing to think of you're off in the desert and suddenly you come upon this sign saying stop in English.
Yeah, which is, I think, if the Kachinas have anything to say to modern humanity, it is stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop walking on the cryptogamatic soils and destroying them. Stop roaring around on your off-road vehicles. You know, stop engaging in uranium mining and coal mining and generally treating the desert as if it were disposable, as if it were just a big empty place. In fact, it's a very fragile place and a place with extreme ecological importance that to this day, even environmentalists discount as people are urging the construction of massive solar arrays out in the Mojave Desert. And it turns out, according to a blog post I was reading the other day at Coyote Crossing, that there are as many unique genotypes in the Mojave Desert as there are in a redwood forest.
Yes, and we just don't consider it to be the case. Well, I guess it also says stop, Beth and Dave. Enough said.
Indeed.